Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today marks the 25th of March of the year 2020, and happy Hindi New Year, the beginning of Ramayana week, as well as happy birthday to Elton John, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Aretha Franklin, only one of the three of whom I have R-E-S-P-E-C-T for. In 1199, on this date in history, Richard I, Richard the Lionheart, was wounded by a crossbow, which gave him his next nickname, Richard the Big Hole in Him. And in 1995, on this date, boxer Mike Tyson was released from prison after serving 3 years of a 10-year rape sentence. What a shame. Celebrations today include International Waffle Day and National Day of Celebration of Greek and American Democracy, so why not write your opinion on a waffle and shout it in the public square? Today's guest is Alison Spittle. Welcome back to the show, Alison Spittle. How is your quest to de-mechanise the flapjack industry going?
My petition has six signatures on it. I'm hoping going on this podcast may help me with more publicity for my petition.
True, flapjack lumberjacking is a dying art, and you are...
It is an art, yes, thank you.
You're one of the few remaining flapjack lumberjacks in this world.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Do you feel like you can start an apprenticeship? How do you think you're going to revive the flapjack lumberjack industry?
Well, I walk out of my house with knives ready for the flapjack industry, and it's been very difficult for me, Alice. I've been imprisoned for a crime I'm yet to commit.
Which is the having of a knife?
The cutting of a flapjack in ancient ground.
Oh,
they're protected
dear.
By the Queen. The Queen owns most of the flapjacks. And if you cut a flapjack and eat it, you're eating the Queen's property.
Aren't swans enough?
I know, that's what I...
Coming up today, we will be dealing with Ireland news.
Yay! Sorry.
Don't apologise, that's what I brought you in for. But before that, some headlines. In the news today, NASA images showing a measurable decrease in airborne nitrogen dioxide over China have provided fuel for every anti-human action movie villain who's ever decided that the way to save humanity is to destroy it. The number of superhero movie villains that have stepped forward to claim credit for creating the virus has unfortunately made it hard to determine whether the virus is in fact a natural occurrence or the first step in an evil plan to take over the world. I guess we'll just have to wait and see. And news has just come in that presidential candidate sentient trash island Bob has caused a scandal among the octopus tribes of New Zealand by referring to their country as a, quote, trash island without the decency to be sentient. A spokesmogul for candidate Rob said, "I stand by what the candidate did or didn't say. He is as straight and honest as the work practices at the diamond mine my father owns and as strong and brilliant as the diamonds it produces. Anyone who says otherwise is as weak as the children we definitely don't employ." And in sports news now, the organisers of the 2080 Neo Tokyo Olympics have travelled back in time to assure athletes that the event will be going ahead, despite fears of COVID-2000, the enormous cyborg version of our present-day coronavirus. The head of the organising committee, Mr. Makoto O'Brien, said, "In 2080, ocean levels have risen so high that even our largest giant monsters have drowned. The Olympics will be held, as usual, as a single arm wrestling contest held on the 3 feet of Mount Fuji that are still above sea level. I'll be there. And if anyone else shows up, it'll be the largest crowd in 50 years." And that's all we have time for your headlines today, because it's time for your classified ads now, because you can't be what you can't buy. Have you ever thought about a career in advertising? You can sit with your laptop and your beanie and loudly discuss branding opportunities in a cafe while the comedian who wrote this ad sits across from you and thinks, "Sure, this is mean, but you disgust me." Advertising. It's every dream you had of making art without the worst bit, the art. You're allowed to laugh.
Sorry, that's so true.
And this episode of The Last Post is brought to you by food. Food-shaped, food-flavoured food supplements. The same size and shape and flavour as food, but 24 times as expensive. Food-shaped, food-flavoured food supplements are available now online at Amazon.com or via the Amazon Basin, which is the breadbasket of the North. Times are changing, and they'll change a lot faster if you use Lonely Ronald's Clock Hand Pushers. Lonely Ronald's trained team of persistent and dedicated men will stand on your wrists and move the hands of your watch around at whatever speed you desire. The one thing they won't do is stop. What a product. Lonely Ronald's Clock Hand Pushers. Buy one today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The Last Post.
And that's your classified ad section for today. Now it is time for your top story. Top story today, Ireland news. Alison Spittle, you are our Irish correspondent. What's happening in Ireland?
So, St. Patrick has been cancelled.
This is a fact, yes. Yes. What a terrible thing.
Yes, yes. He was on Twitter too much and he gave...
I see what you did there.
So, yes, the man has been cancelled himself, and therefore all parades dedicated to him are cancelled too. He gave his opinions too much on Twitter. At first it was fine, it was a character trait, but now it's been 3 years and we've gone beyond worried about St. Patrick.
So, I mean, he chased the snakes out of Ireland. Is this a concern that he was sort of anti-immigration or...?
I'm not going to deny Alice. His early work was fantastic, but it can't sustain his bigoted opinions now, you know? No matter what you do.
But can we celebrate his early work without sort of applauding him for what he's doing now? Or do we have to condemn his early work? Are we allowed to enjoy it anymore?
It's very hard. I did try and watch an old episode of the snakes being chased out of Ireland and... it's just changed for me. It's just changed, yeah.
Also, what was funny then isn't funny now, you know?
I know.
Throwing stones at the local cripple just doesn't have the pizzazz it used to.
Are you like, is this Bible Times comedy?
Yeah. Classic comedy. Ooh, a leper.
There needs to be more jokes in the Bible. It does lack a humour, genuinely.
I mean, unless you think it's all very ironic. Unless you think it's all being done as a piece of comedy.
Do you think Jesus felt that? Like, come on now, God, the joke's over. It's been 3 days. These people are very angry at me.
But to be fair, I mean, God did work for 6 days and then had a day of rest. 6 days of work for a comedian is way too much.
Oh, way too much. Way too much. I'd be ringing my agent. This is so wrong.
What else is happening in Ireland right now?
So nothing. Nothing is happening in Ireland right now. There's nothing happening. Everything's been cancelled. My lumberjack tour has been cancelled.
Oh, no.
A lot of lumberjack corporates that was going to sustain my cereal cutting for the rest of the year, my artisanal cereal cutting, yeah. It's now gone. It's unfortunate. But I wish that I got cancelled too and that I would have to self-quarantine from the cancelling.
Oh, that's interesting. Would you like to self-quarantine?
I would, because I'm doing it now anyway. I'm quite depressed, Alice.
I'm sorry, that's not funny.
It is. I love it because you're like, wait, is she? I'm a comedian.
I'm a comedian, of course. We all are.
So yes, there's nothing happening in Ireland. It's quite like Good Friday. Good Friday was actually going back to Jesus. He died on a Friday, and in Ireland, to apologise to Jesus for dying, we close all pubs on that day. And that happened up until the queues got too big on the Thursday because people were stocking up with alcohol. That there was just no point. You might as well have them open.
What an incredible nation.
I do love Ireland.
Which is why you fled.
Why I fled. There was too many snakes. St. Patrick hasn't been keeping his end of the bargain lately.
And that's all we have time for your top story today. Now it is time for your letters to the editor. Remember, you can write a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. That's something else without a G. Dear Alice and delightful guest du jour, that's you today, Alison Spittle.
Thank you very much.
I was listening to James Nokise's coverage of New Zealand this morning when he brought up atomic testing in the South Pacific. This sent some cogwheels turning in my brain, and I would just like to ask, are we sure that New Zealand isn't simply Gojira taking a snooze in the waters off old New Zealand? It seems that we should endeavour to see that this isn't the case before allowing US military ships to approach, where they will inevitably anger the nuclear-breathing reptile/guardian of Earth by mispronouncing his name as Godzilla. Many thanks for your news, shorn of the lies of mainstream media, Bobby. Thank you for your email, Bobby. That's a real conundrum. I don't know what New Zealand is made of. As you know, they haven't let surveyors onto that country yet because the octopus tribes of New Zealand are quite protective.
Of course, and they should be.
And they should be, and we don't want to necessarily pollute their culture with our own, despite their increasingly aggressive posturing on the international diplomatic stage. I think we just have to hold on and wait, Bobby, but thank you for your concern, and I'll see what I can get from my crack reporters on the scene.
Yeah, and in relation to what you've said on previous episodes, maybe they're just happy they're just fingering each other and waving flags.
I mean, I would be. Who wouldn't be? That's all we have time for today. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We are here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we will be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. You can download this podcast again tomorrow, or instead try downloading tomorrow's podcast tomorrow, or subscribe so it automatically downloads every episode every day. We have previous episodes available on the same feed for those of you who like to binge the news, and if you have not done so before, please listen back to those previous editions. They'll make these ones make more sense. Your guest today was Alison Spittle, Dr. Alison Spittle, Flapjack Lumberjack. The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. If you were planning to go to my Melbourne International Comedy Festival shows, do not go to those shows. They are now cancelled. But look me up online at alliterative, A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E, on Twitter and Instagram, or alicefraser.com for updates as to alternative things that I might be doing online to fill the gaping hole in your life that would normally be filled by my solo show. I'm Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional blogs, or to subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner, and as we always say, good luck to you, Christopher. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
The fertility doctor Jan Carbat was renowned for getting amazing results. Women who were desperate for children would visit him at his Rotterdam clinic. Many would leave pregnant. But when the clinic closed, rumours circulated about the methods the doctor used to achieve his success. My name's Jenny Kleeman, and I've been investigating what happened in Carbat's clinic. It's the story of a doctor who was determined to create life by any means possible. The Immaculate Deception, a brand new podcast from Something Else, coming on March 18th, wherever you get your podcasts.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like, worry of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.